So our next guest asked, why not get rid of the payroll tax altogether? Reason.com's editor-in-chief, Nick Gillespie, joins us now. So, Nick, I get where you're coming from, but the payroll tax goes to Social Security, so you get rid of that, you're dipping into the fund yet again.
Well, you know, first off, the Social Security trust fund is broke as we speak anyway. They're paying out more benefits than they're taking in money to begin with. And it's kind of a joke to worry about where the government is going to get money to finance programs when we're already spending 40 cents on every dollar that the government is spending to begin with. And my larger point is the idea behind the payroll tax cut originally was that it was supposed to stimulate the economy and it was supposed to help job creation. And it doesn't do any of those things because it's 2 percentage points out of 15 percentage points. And it's taken off the employee end of things rather than the employer. Why don't we stop the fiction that the FICA payroll taxes that cover Medicare and Social Security are actually going to those programs or could even cover them if, in fact, they were going to them and weren't being used to pay for all sorts of other things? Let's get rid of the payroll taxes for 5 months or 6 months and inject a lot more money into the economy and figure out how to cut Social Security and Medicare and other government spending to pay for that rescission.
You know, the judge actually has said that the payroll tax originally was created as a savings, a forced savings. The word tax came along much later because you're saying you really have to equate it to another income tax, don't you?
It is an income tax. I mean, and in fact, it's a pure form of income tax because it starts at $1 and it goes up to about $110,000, which for about 95 or 99% of Americans, they'll never be in that great sweet spot where you are earning money after you stop paying for Social Security in a given year. But the whole point is that if it's a forced savings plan, I mean, or let me put it this way, the only thing good about a payroll tax holiday is that it shows that the linkage between these payroll taxes and Social Security is a fraud. We ought to become adult enough to start recognizing that it is an income tax, and if it's an income tax, let's talk about it seriously in conjunction with the marginal rates that we already have, and let's get our fiscal house in order. I mean, we need to be adult enough to recognize we have a Social Security system that we are not paying for and we're not funding fully. It has to change, and the same goes for Medicare.
But it's so politically incorrect to say abolish Social Security, abolish the payroll tax. I mean, this could linger on.
No, those are two very separate things because, you know, the Medicare premium that we pay out of our payroll was never intended to actually cover the cost of the program. Social Security taxes are, but they don't. And we need to, you know, there is only money that the government takes from us and then spends on other things. And once we start bracketing it off and saying, oh, well, this is a FICA tax or it's a payroll tax, it's not an income tax, we're already caught in a mindset that is, delusional, and it makes it harder to track the idea that the government is taking from us and spending on things. And any time a government does that and it's not kind of equalizing the amount of money it's bringing in and the amount of money that's going out, we're in big trouble. And we're going to pay big time for this payroll tax holiday down the road, either in the form of increased taxes to make up for the difference or reduce benefits, or most likely both, because once interest rates explode, we're totally screwed.
I mean, really, right now we're only looking at a 2-month extension. They're going to have to come back and revisit this yet again. It's going to probably continue on all next year, so you're going to have at least another year of this 4.2%. Again, that just eats away at Social Security, or it eats away at something. I know is we're not paying Social Security back.
And the other thing is that, you know, it actually introduces, and, you know, this is why it's somewhat tongue-in-cheek to say get rid of payroll taxes, although, I mean, I think it should just be income tax. We shouldn't be making these phony distinctions. But more to the point, the whole idea of, like, a 2-month, extension and things like that, it intensifies the regime uncertainty that has characterized America for a very long time, but especially the past 2.5 or so years, where we don't even have a federal budget. And how the hell are businesses, how the hell are individuals supposed to plan even next month's, kind of dinner menu when you don't know what the tax rates are going to be, what government is going to be spending, what regulations are coming down the road? And this isn't even talking about things in 2014 when Obamacare kicks in and we finally learn what's in the health care bill and all sorts of other things. It's a very bad situation. And Washington, there's a book out there that says throw them all out. And that is the word of the day.
Yeah, I'm with you. idea. Maybe everyone should take an extended holiday vacation and give the economy a break. Nick Gillespie, you're great. Happy holidays, sir.
Thank you very much.